Hello, Aquarius friends. I'm Annie Botticelli, and welcome to my Aquarius April 2024 astrology horoscope forecast. This is for you if Aquarius is your sun sign, your moon sign, your rising sign, or any other placement you're listening for that is an Aquarius placement. Then what I'm going to talk about here is part of your astrological picture. And very late degree Aquarius friends, so birthdays like February 15th through the rest of the sign, I suggest you additionally listen to my Pisces report, as you very late degree friends will benefit from both readings. So once again, we've got a very power-packed month, and even more so because this is still the heat of eclipse season. We had that eclipse in fellow air sign in March. I have lots of reports about that that you can see on my current astrology playlists, but we're not going to talk about that now, except to know that we are still working with that Libra eclipse, okay? So the energy is strong from that moving into April, and we've got, bam, April 8th, we've got another eclipse, solar eclipse at 19 degrees of Aries. This is very big time. Now, good news for Aquarius is that both of these eclipses are in favorable angles for you. So the odds of, at least for your Aquarius placement, being activated in positive ways are much more increased. Now, there are other things to talk about this month, though, and we have a very delicate web to weave here because we do have Mercury retrograde. So March 20th, we started the shadow period for Mercury retrograde. April 1st, started the official retrograde. April 25th, it will go direct. And that little hangover after Mercury has gone direct will last until May 14th. So you will have to make decisions about things because so much information will come in from this eclipse. But if you can put off making a major decision until you get more into May, you will have more information on which to base your decision, because you will notice this month information will be free flowing. And every time you think you have a picture of something, more information is going to come in that may change how you experience it, what you do with it. So this is more of a time of information gathering. This is the time to be the spider and be in the web that you've already woven in those beautiful open stars in February and March, because even though we still have outer planets all going direct until May 2nd, this Mercury retrograde starts to throw a dent in all of that, okay? So we're going inwards and backwards. We're waiting on the shore for things to come to us. But that doesn't mean this can't be a very active, or that it won't be a very active month, because we're in Aries time. So as of March 21st, we started the new astrological year. And the kickoff party for the new year is always the new moon, which is the solar eclipse, which is on April 8th. So that's the kickoff party for the astrological new year. So there's so much energy of zestiness and newness and action and activity that there's definitely never going to be a dull moment. And fortunately for Aquarius, the sun still transiting North Node, still long-term transit Chiron, Mercury retrograde is all going to be in a favorable angle for you. Okay, so hopefully this will bring up a lot of ambition to do things that have been needing to be done. It's not necessarily the best for trying to launch your life dreams. You'll have time again for that in May. Okay, when we have the stars open up again, we'll have a new open period of forward moving energy. But now is a time to get all that other stuff done, stuff on your desk, things that you've been avoiding, stuff that's been piling up, things that are basically calling out that are the squeakiest, okay? The retrograde time, and so all of April is going to be a time to tend to the squeakiest wheel. Anything that's squeaking around and in front of you is going to need your complete attention. And that's going to be the way that you can navigate through these stars with the most ease and grace. Because if you're over here saying, I don't have time for this squeaky wheel, I'm trying to do this, I have to make this happen, I'm forcing this to happen. Forcing things to happen this month is going to create frustration. And Aries energy can be like a bull rumping around in a china shop. So you will be feeling that need to do things and that frustration that can come if it's not working out. But if you stay in tune, stay conscious with this, and you realize when you're trying to do something, it's not working out, remember what I said here, and then you can dial it back and see what's squeaking the most and focus on that. And you'll be so much happier, and you'll be more awake to the synchronicities and the way spirit is speaking to you at this time, because it will be very loud. We've got Mars in Pisces for the whole month. And for Aquarius, this is activating your financial sector. We only have a couple of months, unless we're in a Mars retrograde, which is more rare. We only have a couple of months at a time that we get Mars in any given place. So in this case, in your financial sector. So you haven't had this happen for 2 years. You're not going to have it happen for 2 years, but you do have it happening for the whole month of April. So this can help you to regenerate, redo your finances, your budget, your self-worth, think of strategies that can help you align your priorities better with your actions. And that's a really great way to do it. So maybe you can't control this thing here that you're trying to force to happen, but you can recheck your budget. You can do an evaluation of where you spent money over the last year, you know, things like that. And you can also take courses to help educate yourself on whatever it is that you're earning money from or whatever you'd like to earn money from that can help you to burst into the new open energy, you know, with more pizzazz or with more readiness to do what you have to do. So your financial sector is also buoyed by Venus being there, at least for a little while longer. Now, those of you who are February born friends, you'll have Venus in that sector for like the first week of April. Those of you who are, January born Aquariuses, you will have Venus in your second house for the first week or so of April. But those of you who are February born Aquariuses, you are going to have a little longer with Venus in that sector. So you may notice this lingering of some extra blessings from Venus. The later you are in the sign in the Placidus chart, the longer that will continue for you. So we've got a very strong focus there. But the big star of the show really is this Aries energy, and this is lighting up your third house of communication. Now, not only is it this happening, we've got the sun, we've got transiting North Node, we have transiting Chiron, we've got Mercury in retrograde, and we have the eclipse all in your third house, bringing a major focus to your communication, how you express yourself, how you interact with others, how you convey what you want to be done and what you need, and how you listen to others doing the same thing. This area also rules relatives that are not your parents or children, although we have another aspect that is highlighting your parents and children house. So all the relatives are being aspected at this time. So this also rules transportation and mobility. So you'll notice a strong focus on all of that. All right, so now let's talk about some other things that are happening this month. Very, very big energy dominating this month, and I will actually do at least one, maybe two separate reports on this. So pay attention to my playlist. If you're subscribed on YouTube, make sure you click the bell because otherwise you won't get my notifications in your feed. I have created a new page, anniehelpsyou.com/astrology, which I will link in the top corner of this YouTube video. And I will put in the notes of the video in the podcast underneath so that you can have easy access to the playlists of all the new things I'm making. If you're familiar with my format, I've just basically been posting 12 horoscopes a month very early for many years with an occasional other report, but now I'm actually posting weekly. So I don't want you to miss anything. And the way you can do that is by following anniehelpsyou.com/astrology page to look for the playlists that will have all the updated things. Because sometimes I don't even know what I'm going to post until the moment. And sometimes I have it planned, but I am going to post about the Jupiter Uranus connection. This is very important because these are outer planets. It's very rare that outer planets get together at the same degree, but this is happening on April 20th. And because of the magnitude of it, we'll be feeling it all month and even into May. You know, really a good 4 weeks before April 20th and a good 4 weeks after April 20th is powered with this time. Jupiter, the great expander, Uranus, things from out of the blue and technology will probably have major scientific, medical, and other forward movement at this time, discoveries or things coming out into the public about things that have been being worked on in the backdrop. And this is in the energy of Taurus. So this is very material. This is very tangible. So you will see this from the general transit. Now, specifically for Aquarius, this is happening for you in your fourth house of home and family, housing and real estate, anything having to do with home businesses, home-based businesses, or businesses about people's homes. Okay, so this is, you know, a very, very big time. You may revolutionize your capacity to stay home for work. You may have a brilliant idea about a home or online business. You may find a job that helps you to stay home. This is a trend, obviously, that was started by COVID. And it wasn't really started by COVID. It was actually started by the transits that were happening during COVID, which if you want to look back to that retrospectively, search for Annie Botticelli 2020 coronavirus, and you'll find the report I did about that just to shed a little bit of light about the astrology that was behind the coronavirus and the trends that were started at this time. Also, something important that's been happening in this period of time is that, you know, very slow moving planet Sedna is moving into Gemini. So whenever Sedna moves into a different sign, it also brings with it a major change to how humans do being human. So just one example of when Sedna changed signs a very long time ago was when we stopped being hunter-gatherers and started to create an agrarian lifestyle where we were in one place. So now we're kind of having The opposite of that happened a little bit, right? With it in Gemini. Gemini is super mobile. Gemini has options. Gemini has variety. And so with the energy of Sedna moving into this space, we're at the forefront now of, you know, changing where we live and not having to be bound to a certain location for our work. So this is opening up a whole different way of life. And you will see with this Jupiter Uranus aspect, there's another layer of this storyline that's occurring for people being able to revolutionize their living space and their work. Okay, so that is happening. Look out. If you're trying to buy a house, sell a house, anything like that, this transit could bring big news. All right, so some other things to talk about here that Aquarius is going to be dealing with. Let's see. Okay, so on the 18th and the days around the 18th, we've got that Scorpio full moon at 4 degrees of Scorpio. And this is fullness, completion, fruition, possibly drama, water where it shouldn't be. Whenever we have a full moon in a water sign, it definitely adds emotional intensity, can add the story of water. If you're traveling, make sure you shut your water off so it doesn't break while you're gone type of situation. Make sure your flood insurance is current, those kind of things. But it could be positive water stuff too, positive emotion, positive completion, fruition. But I'd say this will be very strong, at least from April 15th through around April 21st, the closer to around the 18th, you'll see the manifestations. And this can be a really strong time for things involving the eighth house. So the eighth house, Scorpio house, has to do with inheritances, sweepstakes, winnings, lotto, joint money, credit cards, debt, borrowing money, loans, all of those kind of things can be activated at this time. So you may pay debt off. You may get information that you can actually get access to a loan, you know, and if you can wait till, you know, Mercury's direct to sign the paperwork, it may be a little bit easier, but don't lose your loan because of it. But in any case, those are the kind of things that you might see happen. Now, specifically for Aquarius friends, we've got Scorpio in the 10th house. Okay, so the 10th house has to do with work and career and employment. This has to do with passion projects. So if you're retired or you don't have a job or you don't need to work, this can just be your place out in the world. So let's say you're a retired teacher, you don't need the money, but now you start tutoring at the library. You know, this is that type of energy where it's like, it's what you're doing out in the world. It may have something to do with making money. It may have to do with father figures. Your father figure may need you. You as a father figure, you know, this energetic of parenting is coming up strongly. Something that someone who is a father figure, an authority figure for you or a support figure for you may show up with some big help or may need you. So you'll see that around the full moon. And that does make a square for Aquarius placement. So this could be a pressure point. But remember, pressure points are not always bad. Sometimes we need the pressure point to crack us out of a way of being. So if you've been in stagnancy with your job, if you've been in stagnancy with your employment search, if you've been in stagnancy with something having to do with healing something, you know, from your experience of parents or parenting, you may have this pressure crack something open that helps you to get the flow back. And certainly with the eclipses, this is a time where forward motion movement is very likely. And the outer planets are still going direct. So we have all of that going on. Okay, so I have a write-up of all of my key dates, the sweet and salty list, as I like to call them. When you join my free VIP community, you can actually see that when you go to the same page, anniehelpsyou.com/astrology, the same place I have the playlist for my podcast and the playlist for my YouTube, you can find the free VIP community. When you sign up there, you get all kinds of free gifts. If you want to access my April newsletter, then you can just search in the archive link that you get in your welcome letter and look for April 2024 astrology, and you can find my write-up for April with my favorite dates of the month, the ones to watch, plus a general write-up of the things to look out for. You can find all of that there. If you have been loving having my posts early, and now that I'm posting them more current to the time, and you want them early still, you can go to my Secret Star Portal. You can actually just search for Annie Botticelli Secret Star Portal anywhere, and it'll probably come up. But you can see the Secret Star Portal at anniehelpsyou.com/astrology as well. Horoscopes are going up super early there. You're watching these April horoscopes sometime in March. I'm still posting them early, but you can get them in February, you know, so if you're interested in all of that. And I am posting like crazy at this time, so you will get all of those things. And also my written horoscopes. And if you want to learn astrology, if you want to be a professional astrologer, if these changes that I'm talking about in your chart have to do with maybe astrology coming in to help you earn some extra income or to that feels aligned with your purpose of self-development, you can see there also at anniehelpsyou.com/astrology. Look for the up level button, and that will take you to my astrology courses, the basics course, and my astrology certification course. I hope you have a wonderful month, and I'll see you next month. Bye.